What do you want to watch for the remainder of this 2012 Eagles season? Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, it's time to talk about just that. And we begin at the quarterback position. Nick Foles, his first start on Sunday against the Washington Redskins, didn't go as planned. Good experience for him, Adam, 21 of 46. I say he starts on Monday night against Carolina. What can that second start mean for him?
Getting more confidence, getting a better feel for the speed of the game, which is a huge difference between college football and NFL football. Just continue his progression and also get the timing down with his receivers and tight ends.
All right. At the running back position, nice throw on the run there from Bryce Brown, or from Nick Foles. At the running back position, LeSean McCoy still bouncing back from that concussion suffered late in the Redskins game. So it would appear that there's a possibility that Bryce Brown will see some expanded duty. And what a story he is. Seventh round draft pick, played very little in his college days, Adam, but you see here the move to the outside. The man's got some talent.
He runs with really good leverage and pad level, uses his shoulders well, runs with good vision, good cutback ability, a little bit faster than I originally thought. The only issue for him is, you know, if McCoy doesn't play, how many carries could he handle? Could he handle 10, 15? Hard to say, but his pass protection has been much better. It's improved seemingly every week. Then we don't know about Chris Polk with his lingering toe injury. Then you've got Deion Lewis.
All righty, and then we go to the Eagles wide receivers. Where have they been? DeSean Jackson and Jeremy Maclin combining for just 2 catches and 5 yards against the Redskins. Adam, looking ahead here, I mean, it is vital that the Eagles get these big playmakers making big plays.
I agree with you. And if they could protect, throw the ball downfield, get them more involved. Where is this deep passing game gone? I have no idea, but I agree with you, Dave. Get them involved. Protect and start getting the ball downfield.
Well, we could talk about that all day, and let's see if it happens, but certainly a Pro Bowl player in DeSean Jackson and a first-round talent in Jeremy Maclin, two really good players who not used at all on Sunday. All right, defensive line, Fletcher Cox, first-round draft pick last April, stepping up 8 tackles against the Redskins. How good is he? And the rookie wall, Adam, a concern at all? I mean, what do you want to see the rest of the season from him?
No, I'd like them to move him around a little bit more. Maybe let him play a little bit at end, especially, I think, in early down, see if they can get some more pressure on the quarterback. But I think he's progressing. I don't think there's any question about it. They've been slanting the ends a little bit more of late to try to get a different look on the defensive line. But I think he's progressing. I think he's kind of what we thought he would be. He'll just continue to get better.
Also on the defensive line is a player who hasn't played, and it's a concern. How good is third-round draft pick Vinnie Curry? We've only seen him in the preseason. Might he, in these final 6 games, get a chance to play football?
Yeah, I know from talking to players, they think he's working very hard and he's earned the right to get on the field. But being active for game day is one thing. Playing is another. Getting the rotation. Then if you do, obviously, then you look at, well, who's not going to play? So that's always a concern for the coaches. But, boy, he's got long arms, tremendous Senior Bowl week, very good training camp. I thought he really showed me something. And you like a guy who's got a lot of energy and a lot of passion.
Left end or right end, Adam?
Boy, I don't think he's a power end. I think he's more of a – I think he's a rush guy. I think he's a guy who could get off the edge a little bit. I would play more at right end.
Okay. Linebacker Michael Kendricks walked right into the starting lineup after the draft and has not disappointed. Has certainly had his ups and downs, but you see here the ability to get to the edge, make the tackles, read correctly, physical player. Michael Kendricks, Adam Kaplan, to me, is somebody you build on in this Eagles defense.
You do, and they change his responsibilities quite often. He's not just a strong side linebacker who's going to cover tight ends. They rush him. They also have him in the box as an add-in defender against the run. I still want to see him be more of a blitzer like he was in college at Cowboy. He was tremendous, so I'd like to see that going forward.
All right, the last thing that I am looking for of many things, but the defensive communication, too many breakdowns this season. Can the Eagles pull it all together here in these last 6 games? And limit the big plays down the field.
They can because they see the tape. They see it Monday morning. It's embarrassing for a player to see this. They think you have help and it's not there. They've got to get on the same page. And trust me, going forward, teams see this on tape and they're going to take advantage of it until they stop it.
All right, there we go. 3-7 record for the Eagles. Still a lot of football left. A lot of things to take a look at the remainder of this 2012 season.